DOJ launches probe of major meatpackers over alleged beef price manipulation. The Department of Justice is investigating major meatpacking companies following allegations of price manipulation in the beef industry, Attorney General Pam Bondi said, after President Donald Trump called for immediate action. On November 7, Trump said on his Truth Social that he directed the DOJ to probe meatpacking firms for illicit collusion, price fixing, and price manipulation. He accused foreign-owned companies of artificially inflating prices and harming American ranchers. Action must be taken immediately to protect consumers, combat illegal monopolies, and ensure these corporations are not criminally profiting at the expense of the American people, Trump said in the post. Bondi confirmed on X that the DOJ is conducting an investigation, saying the DOJ's antitrust division, led by Assistant Attorney General Gail Slater, is working with the Department of Agriculture to examine industry practices. In a separate post published on Friday, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins highlighted the need for transparency, accountability, and a fair market that rewards ranchers rather than large corporate middlemen. For far too long, hardworking ranching families have been squeezed by massive foreign-owned meatpacking corporations manipulating prices and driving family operations out of business, Rollins said. These global monopolies profit while everyday Americans pay more at the grocery store and rural communities struggle to survive. The inquiry comes amid record-high beef prices in the United States. According to the Department of Agriculture, the national cattle herd has fallen to its smallest size in nearly 75 years. In July 2025, it reported that 94.2 million head of cattle were in the field, down from 113 million in 2000. The Epoch Times previously reported that beef prices have risen faster than overall food inflation. The cost of ground beef averaged about $7 per pound in mid-October. Several factors have contributed to the supply shortage, including droughts that have reduced pasture lands and feeding resources, prompting ranchers to reduce herd sizes. The so-called Big Four meatpackers, Cargill, JBS, National Beef, and Tyson Foods, now control more than 80% of the American beef processing market. Ranchers and industry groups have long alleged that this consolidation gives packers undue influence over prices. Representatives of Cargill, JBS, National Beef, and Tyson Foods did not immediately respond to a request for comment from the Epoch Times. In a previous interview, Bill Bullard, CEO of the Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund, United Stockgrowers of America, told the Epoch Times that foreign imports, which account for roughly 22% of beef sold domestically, also depress prices ranchers receive. The organization noted past multimillion-dollar settlements by large packers, including an $83 million settlement by JBS in February 2025, over disputes related to anti-competitive behavior. The investigation coincides with a broader federal initiative to rebuild the American cattle industry. In October, Rollins and other administration officials announced measures to increase grazing access on federally managed lands, expand opportunities for smaller packers, enforce voluntary product of USA labeling, and prioritize domestic beef for USDA's child nutrition programs. The plan also emphasizes regulatory compliance and cooperation with the DOJ to ensure competitive markets.